News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Have discovered that aging isn't as gradual as we once thought. Instead, it happens in two dramatic bursts. First at 44, which Jonathan had 3 or 4 years ago, and then again at 60. These findings could shed light on why certain health problems often surge at these specific ages. Professor Rose Anne Kenny is the head of the Ageing Research Programme at Trinity College Dublin. She joins us now. Rose Anne, did this come as a revelation to you, or is it something you had long suspected?
No, that's a good question. There was actually another very good paper, as this one is quite a good paper, in 2019, showing very similar results with bigger numbers. And in that paper, they showed that there was a surge mid-30s, around age 34, mid-40s, as with this paper, 60, and again 78. There appears to be bursts of activity around those periods of time, which are closely aligned with what we know are contributing factors to the aging process.
Yeah, it's interesting. You mentioned the younger one. We won't dwell on this too long, but you do notice, say, with professional sports people, that they almost fall off a cliff in terms of their ability. And it can be around that age of kind of early 30s.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And that's exactly how it will manifest. You know, muscles aren't as potent or as strong as previously. What's interesting is that the profiles, the signatures of the proteins and other parameters that were measured are a bit different at each of the life stages. So, for example, in the mid-40s, in this particular paper, it was factors that we know are associated with heart disease, cardiovascular disease, that were more prominently, if you like, abnormal in mid-40s. And then at the later blip, in the 60s, it was more immune-related factors and carbohydrate and metabolic-related factors. And we also see that, you know, that it's not unheard of for someone to have a heart problem in the 40s, and we know blood pressure starts to rise at about that time, and also that cancers, which are related to the immune system, really rise dramatically after the age of 60.
Okay, interesting. Now, I have to say, and look, obviously this isn't remotely scientific, my own personal experience, it feels more gradual than sudden to me. But is that just because we don't really notice it in the same way? And interesting, like, for example, my eyesight in the last couple of years, I'm 55, it's in the last couple of years I've noticed a decline. And I feel in my mid-50s I've got creakier and... obviously that goes against the research a little bit. Well, I feel it's more gradual for me.
No. So there's a gradual aging process all of the time. And then on top of that, you have these additional peaks. Unfortunately, it's not just...
If only it was that simple, said you.
No, if only it were that. So it is a continuous process. And then there are those peaks in the background. So I suppose from a practical perspective, what does that mean? And I guess it means that first of all, to be aware that these changes are happening early. Everybody assumes it's after the age of 70 or whatever that the process starts to kick in. That is not the case. So to be aware of the things that we can do to modify the protein changes. And that's sleep. I'm sorry, Shane, you were probably up at the crack of dawn this morning.
Yeah.
But that is sleep. That is de-stressing process rituals. Of course, diet and cutting down on alcohol. Alcohol was one of the metabolic pathways that particularly peaked in the mid-40s.
Okay, these are all bad news indicators for me. Yeah. I'm not going to lie, Roseanne. Mm. But it is about lifestyle, is it? Is that because obviously we can't stop the aging process, but are you saying there are things we can do to help?
100% it is modifiable. In fact, the process is related directly to our genes, to our gene pool. Only 20% is attributable to that. The remainder we can modify. It will happen anyway. It actually starts to happen in childhood, the process. It will happen anyway. But we can reduce its intensity throughout the lifespan by simple factors like we've just talked about. All of the things, you know, we think, oh no, for goodness sake, I'm in my mid-40s, I have three young children, how can I possibly not be stressed, and how can I possibly get enough sleep, etc. But nonetheless, you know, they are factors which we know exaggerate this process.
Okay, we'll leave it there, Professor Roseanne Kenny, head of the Aging Research Programme at Trinity College Dublin. Do you know what, Johnson? I was out with a couple of pals the other night, and one of us dropped a euro on the ground, and we all just stared and looked at it. The idea of bending down and picking it up, none of us could face it.
Could you do to take off? It's easier to take off your shoes and socks and try and pick it up with your toe. That's the only solution there.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.